Underground Rescue. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. The Tasmanian Tribune. Tuesday, 25th of April 2006. Rockfall traps three miners underground. Three miners are trapped underground following a rockfall at the Beaconsfield gold mine in northern Tasmania today. The fall is believed to have been caused by a seismic shock. The three trapped miners were working about 1 kilometre underground, close to the rockfall. They are Larry Knight, 44, Brant Webb, 37, and Todd Russell, 34. Another 14 miners managed to escape. Plans are underway to search for the three men, although it is unknown whether they survived the fall. Barry Easter, the mayor of West Tamar, an area that includes Beaconsfield, said, "Beaconsfield is a very tight-knit community, and it will be a very tight-knit community this morning." Chapter 2. The Tasmanian Tribune, Thursday, 27th of April 2006. Miner found dead, two still missing. The body of one of the three missing miners was discovered today, although the name has not yet been made public. While the news of the discovery caused sadness in the town of Beaconsfield, it did not stop a rescue attempt for the other miners. Using a remote-controlled excavator, rescuers have started digging through the rock that fell on Tuesday. However, they do not expect to reach the area where the other two miners are believed to be for at least 2 or 3 days. If the two miners are still alive, the delay in reaching them could prove fatal. Chapter 3. The Tasmanian Tribune, Saturday, 29th of April, 2006. Rescuers dig new tunnel. The search for the two missing miners is proving very hard for rescuers. Yesterday they tried to dig past a mining machine that had been used by the miners. However, loose rocks made the search too dangerous, and rescuers stopped to consider a new course of action. They then started digging a new tunnel that had less chance of causing further rockfalls. In the meantime, the dead miner has been named as Larry Knight, 44. Police Inspector Paul Reynolds said, "Obviously our thoughts go out to the Knight family at this time, and their friends, as they do to the families and friends of the remaining missing miners." Chapter 4. The Tasmanian Tribune, Sunday, 30th of April 2006. They're alive. Todd Russell and Brant Webb have been found alive, 5 days after the rockfall that trapped them underground. It is believed that they were found by thermal imaging cameras and a microphone that were part of the equipment used during the rescue mission. The news came just as locals were beginning to give up hope. The president of the Australian Workers' Union, Bill Shorten, said, "The rescuers have been working around the clock, excavating slowly, steadily, but safely. They're just over halfway, I understand. I can't answer how long it will take, but the point is that they're alive." Chapter 5. The Tasmanian Tribune, Monday, 1st of May 2006. Food and supplies delivered to miners. Todd Russell and Brant Webb have had their first meal in almost a week after they were provided with food today. The food was delivered through a narrow pipe. The men were also given dry clothes, medical supplies, a torch, letters from their families, magazines to read, and MP3 players to listen to their favourite music. It is believed that Todd Russell wanted country music, while Brant Webb wanted rock music. Rescuers are still about 12 metres away from the miners, with solid rock between them. Todd and Brant have been told of the death of Larry Knight. Chapter 6. The Tasmanian Tribune, Tuesday, 2nd of May 2006. Current rescue method could cause rockfall. The rescue of Todd Russell and Brant Webb was halted yesterday after fears that the drilling and blasting process that rescuers were using could cause another rockfall. Focus has now turned to a $6 million machine called a raise borer, which drills holes through thick rock with less chance of causing rockfalls. Last night, cement was poured into the mine to form a solid base on which the raise borer can be placed. When it has been fixed in place, it will start drilling and grinding a tunnel about a metre wide, through which the miners will be able to crawl. When asked how the people of Beaconsfield were coping with the tension, Barry Easter, the mayor of West Tamar, said, "People are going about their normal routine, I think, confident these two boys are going to be retrieved safely and in good condition." Chapter 7, The Tasmanian Tribune, Friday, 5th of May, 2006. Latest rescue attempt underway. The latest attempt to reach Todd Russell and Brant Webb began yesterday when the raise borer was put into action. Rescuers and Beaconsfield locals believe that the trapped miners may be freed within the next 48 hours. Originally, rescuers were going to grind out a 3-metre-wide tunnel, but the latest news from the mine suggests that it will only be 1 metre wide. Meanwhile, more details have been made public about Russell's and Webb's conditions. They are in a very small cage, which is part of the machine in which they were working when the rock fall occurred on 25th of April. Chapter 8, The Tasmanian Tribune, Sunday, 7th of May, 2006. Rock proves harder than expected. The Beaconsfield mine rescue is going more slowly than expected because of a belt of hard rock that is proving very hard to drill through. In some places, drilling has been replaced by the use of small explosives. Rescuers have managed to create a tunnel to within about 1 meter of the trapped miners, Todd Russell and Brant Webb. At the moment, the tunnel ends beneath the cage that the men are trapped in. Chapter 9, The Tasmanian Tribune, Monday, 8th of May, 2006. Freedom just hours away. Today, rescuers saw Todd Russell and Brant Webb for the first time since the rockfall, when chisels forced a gap in the rocks between the trapped miners and the rescuers. One of the rescuers, Glenn Burns, told the waiting media, "We just made eye contact, and then we made the opening a bit bigger, and we shook their hands." It now appears that freedom may be just hours away for the two miners who have been trapped 1 kilometre underground for 2 weeks. Chapter 10, The Tasmanian Tribune, Tuesday, 9th of May, 2006. Freed. Todd Russell and Brant Webb were brought to the surface at 6 a.m. to the cheers of locals and the hugs of family. They were freed by rescuers just before 5 a.m. and taken to a medical room 700 metres underground. There, they were given medical checks before being taken to the lift that took them to the surface. The mine manager, Matthew Gill, said, "They're incredible people. In fact, we were a bit worried, with the amount they were eating, that we might have to make the hole bigger." But it wasn't all smiles for the town of Beaconsfield, as the funeral for Larry Knight, the miner who was killed in the rockfall 2 weeks ago, took place in the afternoon.